I was taking a look at this crew picking up the offering today. One of you can almost walk. One of you can almost stand up. One of you rides a Harley. And the other one flies ultralights. Presenting ourselves as an offering. It's just about right. It's just about how it's supposed to be. The Palm Sunday story from Luke's Gospel. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village opposite, where on entering it you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this, 'The Lord has need of it.'" And as he rode along, they spread their garments on the road, and as he was now drawing near at the descent of the Mount of Olivet, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Blessed is the King. And a few days later, crucify him, but I'll get to that. Finished reading a novel this week from one of my formerly favorite authors. One in a long line of, well, you know the kind of books, shoot 'em up, crime novels kind of things that all of us enjoy reading. And this one, well, it just got a little tiresome finally. And I'm not sure but what I'm just going to call it quits with this guy. Read something else. Move on to the next. Not all unlike the Palm Sunday story. I was expecting great things when I opened page 1, and by page 393, who cares? Sunday, entering Jerusalem, he's going to take us through and overcome Roman oppression. And by Wednesday or Thursday, when there seemed no sign that was in the offing, well, let's get rid of him and wait for the next one. And they crucified him. Unmet expectations. Unmet, not because they were too large. Not like they were expecting too much. They killed Jesus because they were expecting too little. They had a very narrowly defined assumption an understanding as to what this King of the Jews would bring them. And when he didn't meet their low expectations, they killed him. And of course, the surprise is, well, for next week, we'll talk about what he did to exceed all expectations, not simply end or bring about an end, a war to end all wars, which would last about a half a generation until the next war to end all wars would come along. And they have been fighting in the Middle East for quite some time, have they not? So had he done what they expected, not much would have changed. But because he did what they didn't expect, he exceeded expectations. All of human history has changed. We all find ourselves at crossroads in our lives, do we not? Crossroads of great anticipation. Great trepidation, looking ahead to surgery, looking ahead to the birth of a child, an unexpected pregnancy perhaps, looking ahead to a diagnosis that comes back, including chemotherapy. We stand at crossroads, and there have been points in all of our lives where we have crossed through the crossroad and headed in a direction we might not have expected we would need to go. And as we look back on it, find ourselves in awe of what it brought us, blessings we couldn't have imagined at the outset. I wandered into Purdue University, a brand new doctoral student, completely full of great pride and expectation because the people I'd worked with at Western Illinois University said, "You take this master's thesis, you bring it to your dissertation advisor, and you tell him you want to work to get it published." Good stuff. A heady moment. So that's what I did. presented it to Jim Davidson, who said, let me look at it. And a few days later, he came back and said, not much there. Not much there. And if I had pushed it and tried to get that thing workable in a publishable form, I'd still be working at it and have done nothing else. So a day that hopes were dashed and expectations were cast aside turned into, well, it turned into a different launching point for a career that wouldn't be the same without having had someone say, not much there, and by implication, let's go find out where the good stuff is. And oddly enough, he found it in me, and I didn't know it was there. Crossroads. Expectations. Expectations that are persistently in our world too low. Expect more than you can imagine, and you might come close to what will be. We've known Leah Marie Balka's name for 6 or 7 months, ever since we learned through the magic of medical science that she was a she. And we've been expecting, we were expecting the birth last Saturday. Wanda was, that was her birthday. Not that any of us are control freaks on matters of this sort. So Leah shows up on Thursday after being induced. Great expectation. And you know what else? She shows up with red hair. Little bit extra. Just a little bit extra. When the church nearly caught fire at Megan's wedding, people blamed the spirit of Larry. I give Larry at least part of the blame for maybe just the last little touch of fire on the child's head. Just a little something extra. You can't not mention him on April Fool's Day, can you? More than is expected is the order of the day, when the order of the day includes the coming of the Messiah. We celebrate the sacrament of the altar, and in just a moment you will receive what we claim that we are, the body of Christ, a community, the hands and feet of where Jesus would walk and use to touch. That's a tall order, being the body of Christ. We're going to symbolize that with a tiny little crumb of bread and a little sip of grape juice. That food and drink will not get you through the day. You're still going to have lunch and dinner. But that little bit of bread and that little sip of grape juice won't get you through the day nutritionally, but it just might get you through your life socially, emotionally, and spiritually. Because we are what we say we receive. And when the hands and feet of the body of Christ are having a little trouble walking or a little trouble reaching, well, there's somebody else here to pick it up a little bit, to derive energy from the one who said, I will not lead you into war. I will lead you through whatever it is. He sent us out two by two for a reason. He put us in communities because he knew we couldn't make it any other way. The body of Christ keeps us moving forward, gives us strength, and makes us whole. So the next time you're at a crossroads, the next time you're swimming through thick soup, don't be too quick to crucify him. You might get more than you expect, beyond what you can even imagine you can expect. And we'll talk about more of that next week, looking ahead to the resurrection. Amen.